It's 8:23. It's Lou and Liz.
All right. So, you know, I try to be a good mom, put my kids in their sunscreen and their bike helmets, but now October's Audiology Awareness Month, and I find out I've been a bad mom all this time, especially now that my son has an iPod, because you could, in 10 minutes of listening with the earbuds that come with an iPod, have hearing loss. Starting at age 6, I mean, kids are getting it now. You associate hearing loss with old people. It's happening to our kids because of their earbuds. And we have here Doctor of Audiology, Shelley Hamilton, among other fancy titles that you have, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Tell us what is going on with kids and how we can stop them from getting hearing loss from their earbuds.
Well, children are developing noise-induced hearing loss as early as age 6. And they basically have... So the reason that children are more vulnerable to noise-induced hearing loss has to do with the size of their ear canals, because their ear canals are so much smaller than adults. There's more sound pressure in a smaller space. So MP3 players, when you have the earbuds in their ears or the headphones, you know, if you're listening to them at full throttle, you can basically damage their hearing. Now, some MP3 players now have volume controls where a parent can password protect the output that comes out of an iPod or an MP3 player. Yeah, there's a control that you can activate. If you go to the Apple website, it shows you how to do that with the sound. There's also,
so that they can't listen at full volume even if they want
to. So you can set exactly how loud the iPod is able to go.
But you shouldn't assume that when you get an MP3 player or an iPod Touch or even if you're, you know, if you're going jogging and you're listening to music, you shouldn't assume that the earbuds that come with your system are safe, right?
Correct. They do have output limiting earphones available for children and even for adults that will limit it at 85 decibels, which is considered a safe, loud but safe volume limit.
Is it how much worse is it? You know, 100 years ago, it was, you know, you had big speakers in your bedroom and you blasted that. How much worse is it to have the listening device right in your ear?
Well, if you are listening to speakers in an open space versus something that's directly directed into the ear canal, I mean, it's going to be more potentially damaging than, you know, just something that's in an open space. You take a firecracker in a closet, it's going to be much, much louder than if you had it out in the field. So
if you're in the same room with your child and they have their earbuds in and you can hear from the room what's coming out of their earbuds, does that mean they're too loud? Like, can you judge that way?
Yeah, probably too loud. Probably a good idea to turn things down, to have them turn it down. If you can hear it, it's too loud.
And so, like, if you're telling your kids... Can you just tell your kids, look, keep it at a volume of like level 8 instead of 12 or whatever the max is? Would that help? Can it be that simple?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to monitor them and you know, pay attention to how long they're on that with the headphones or how loud it's going to be. But that's, you know, kind of hard to monitor because most kids tend to like to listen to it louder than what is considered a safe level. So that's where these controls, these output limiting headphones, and also the internal controls with the iPods come in handy, because then you do actually have control over how loud it's going to be.
Because I'm reading here that a 15-year-old with an MP3 player, by the time he's 25, could have the hearing of a 60-year-old man if he keeps, you know, especially they're saying boys always seem, according to the average study, keeps their earbuds louder than girls do in general.
That is true. You have to really be careful about how loud you let them listen to things. But certainly there is evidence that the earlier you start with the louder levels, the sooner you're going to get hearing loss.
So you're saying you can go out and purchase specific headphones that are better?
Yeah,
other than the ones that necessarily come with the equipment?
Yeah, exactly. There is a company... there's a website called Edimotic.com where you can get these output limiting headphones that are designed for children. That's what my son uses. That won the 2010 Safe and Sound Award for innovation in hearing loss prevention. So it's definitely worth the investment. And I think your basic pair is like $50.
And you say your son uses it.
My son does.
Has he ever at any point complained that this isn't loud enough, or it's fine for him?
No, for him it's fine.
Great.
Yeah, because it preserves the way they do it. It just preserves the sound quality. So
I'll tell you this: as an adult, though, we use headphones obviously every single day, and you're used to a certain level And then let's say the headphone breaks or there's something wrong and it's lower. It's amazing after a day of using it at the different level, you do get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to listen as loud as you're listening.
No.
So basically, you could tell your kids, like, if they're taking their headphones, if they can't hear you talking while they have their headphones on, obviously they're too loud. But also, if they feel their ears ringing, or if their ears feel different when their headphones come off, or they're going to bed and right before they go to sleep, they're hearing hissing or buzzing in their ears, there's a problem, right?
Yeah, basically, it's too loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the bottom line. It's too loud.
Shelly, what's the most vulnerable age group for this? Is there
Based on what I was doing research on this weekend, anywhere between 6 and 19.
Wow.
But I mean, you know,
that's
teenagers,
kids,
for the most part, are the ones that are listening to iPods on a more regular basis. But I mean, there were studies that showed kids in middle school. So, I mean, it really can be any age. But then I also read an article that said that it's really not a bad thing to introduce your kids to something at a younger age in terms of like gaming devices and MP3 players, because they're more open to learning how to use it responsibly.
Right.
And that by the time they reach middle school, you're you know, kind of, they're more, the risky behavior.
They kind of know what to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. In high school, you're done.
All right, we have to take a break.
But too late by then.
Give us a website or someplace people can visit for more information on this.
You can go to www.turnittotheleft.org.
I love that.
You can also go to www.listentoyourbuds.org.
And I'll put this all, you gave me all the information.
And then
so
this is a great website for hearing awareness. It's very interactive. I had a really fun time with my son doing it. It's www.dangerousdecibels.org, and that was that's a really fun sound awareness website.
Great. Right. And we'll put all this information on our website in just a little while. Thank you, Shelly Hamilton.
Yeah, Shelly, thank you
so
much.
Me.
Appreciate it. That's some great info right there. It's 8:29. Thanks for starting your morning with us.